Please, Krusty. This is very demeaning.
Shut up and conduct.
Maggie, can you point to the monkey? What do babies know?
Maggie, can you point to the credenza?
No!
Homer, you didn't do a very good job frosting Maggie's birthday cake.
What? It's not McGaggy's birthday? Oh.
Hey, stop it. I made a special cake for you to ruin. It's over there.
Hello, everyone, except Homer.
Happy birthday, granddaughter.
Marge, I think that's your father-in-law across the street.
Happy birthday!
Everybody, get ready. Here comes the birthday girl in her very first dress.
Aww.
She's a little angel.
Yeah.
I want to put a hook in her and hang her from our Christmas tree.
What smells?
Shouldn't we wait for the other babies before we open the presents?
We didn't invite the other babies. Maggie doesn't seem to get along with the other babies.
Maggie, we have a surprise for you.
Ooh! Put some Lister's carbolic unguent on a wad of cotton. Put the cotton in your ear. That'll stop them shakes.
No. What she needs is a balsam specific.
Balsam specific? Oof. While we're burning money, why don't we give her a curative galvanic belt, too?
Don't forget to give her Smeckler's powder.
Don't make fun.
I remember Lisa's third birthday. She imparted this adorable little song and dance routine.
Oh, that was a real horn honker. Let's see it. Now, do it. Do it.
Hot dogs. Armor hot dogs.
Sing it like you mean it.
What kinds of kids eat armor hot dogs?
Fat kids.
Skinny kids.
Kids who climb on rocks.
Tough kids.
Skinny kids.
Even kids with chicken pox.
Love hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. Hot dogs. Kids love to fight.
Doesn't this family know any songs that aren't commercials?
I feel like chicken tonight.
It's been great spending time with my family again. I guess the next time I see you won't be until Thanksgiving.
Or if not then, Christmas. I suppose I'll be getting home too. At least I got Matlock to keep me company. Nope! He's done in 5 minutes!
He is. Step on it.
Hurry up, hurry! Each Matlock could bear less.
Homie, you know, it's funny. Both my mother and your father seem pretty lonely.
That is funny.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe they could go to a matinee together, or shopping, or to that room in the library that's always full of old people and periodicals, that's it.
Marge, please, old people don't need companionship. They need to be isolated and studied so it can be determined what nutrients they have that might be extracted for our personal use.
Homer, would you please stop reading that Ross Perot pamphlet?
Oh!
Say, I've got a neat idea. Why don't you go in and pick up my mother and we'll all go out to dinner?
I'll be back in a jiffy!
That's not my mother.
I'll be back in a jiffy!
Can I come too?
Oh. You know, Mom, you and Abe have a lot in common. You both got swindled by that telemarketing scam.
Oh, it's not a swindle. What you do is, see, you give them all your credit card numbers, and if one of them is lucky, they'll send you a prize.
I was just happy to talk to someone on the phone.
Oh, feeling blue, eh? I got something that'll cheer you up.
Sir, I represent the estate of Charles Chaplin. I have a court order demanding an immediate halt to this unauthorized imitation. Boys?
And here's a picture of me getting arrested for indecent exposure. It was the most embarrassing day of my life.
Left those cams! You were one nifty number.
The boys all paid attention to me, and it drove my friends crazy.
Oh, who are your friends?
Oh, Zelda Fitzgerald, Francis Farmer, and little Sylvia Plath.
You know, you remind me of a poem I can't remember, and a song that may never have existed, and a place I'm not sure I've ever been to.
You're so sweet.
Oh, I feel all funny. I'm in love! No, wait, it's a stroke. No, wait, it is love! I'm in love!
Hello, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such films as The Boat Jacking of Supership 79 and Hydro, the Man with the Hydraulic Arms. Coming up this hour on the Impulse Buying Network, your chance to own a piece of Itchy and Scratchy, the Toontown twosome beloved by everyone, even cynical members of Generation X.
Yeah, groovy.
Troy, I'm proud to offer your viewers these hand-drawn Itchy and Scratchy animation cells. Each one is absolutely, positively, 100% guaranteed to increase in value.
Not a guarantee.
Woo! Pardon me, sir. Forgive my clumsiness.
Not at all.
Yes. My name is Homer Simpson, and I'd like to order an Itchy and Scratchy cell. My credit card? Do you accept the Federal Breast Inspector's card? License to ogle? Visa? Oh, yes, of course. That's what I meant. Visa. It's these new dentures.
Well, I think it's wonderful that your father has fallen in love with my mother.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing. Damn opposed!
He's damn opposed. Damn opposed.
Bart! Well, what possible reason could you have against Grandpa being in love?
If he marries your mother, Marge, we'll be brother and sister. And then our kids, they'll be horrible freaks with pink skin, no overbites, and five fingers on each hand.
Hello, Mom? Fine. You know, Abe had a very nice time with you last Sunday.
Tell her I love her!
Grandpa, shh! I know my mother. If you come on too strong, she's going to get scared away.
I love you!
What? I love you, Mom!
I love you,
I love you, Mom! Gotta go!
Yeah, hi. I got a special delivery for Homer Simpson.
That's me.
Don't write no more letters to Mr. Sinatra.
I've got a special delivery for Homer Simpson.
That's me.
Stop stealing golf balls from the driving range.
Homer Simpson, I've got a, special delivery for you.
Go away.
If you do not open the door, Mr. Simpson, I cannot give you your special delivery. Here's your special delivery.
Thanks.
That's for keeping me waiting.
Hey, Reese, guess who's got a genuine Itchy and Scratchy animation cell?
Oh, that is so cool. That is so exciting. That is so...
crappy.
It looks like part of Scratchy's arm.
Oh, no. I used Dad's credit card to buy this?
Yeesh, how much was it?
$350.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, this boy is having an out-of-body experience. This is very bad for business.
Hot diggity! I'm gonna smooch her like a mule eating an apple! I even bought me some special novelty dentures. See?
Dad, that will never work. If you want to make your move, you gotta play it cool. Now what you gotta do, if you want to get a kiss, is act real smooth and make your move like this.
Oh, I see. So if I take your advice and make your patented move, then my chances for love will slightly improve.
Now, what's that rule?
Say it cool.
Is this cell worth anything?
Let me show you something. This is a Snagglepuss drawn by Hick Heisler. It is worth something. This is an arm drawn by nobody. It is worth nothing.
Can't you give me anything for it?
I can give you this telephone. It is shaped like Mary Worth.
Oh.
No groaning in my store.
Oh, my favorite song. This is so nice.
I can't remember when I felt this young. Oh, I really can't.
Hey, Sports, mind if I have the next dance?
What the? Don't sneak up on it, oh, you!
No need for the blown gasket, Charlie. I'll have it back in one piece.
Thinks he can muscle in on my girl, does he? I'll show him. I'm gonna give him the frowning of a lifetime.
I swear, Monty, you are the devil himself.
Who told you? Yes, well, I'd say you're an angel, but angels don't dance like that.
Good night, Mrs. Bouvier, wherever you are.
Mr. Simpson, I represent the estate of Jimmy Durante. I have a court order demanding an immediate halt to this unauthorized imitation. Boys?
Yeah.
Well, would it be all right with you if I just laid down in the street and died?
Yes, that would be acceptable.
Smithers, guess what happened to me last night?
I don't know, sir. You had sex with that old woman?
She said no to me. Do you know how many women have said no to me? 130, but only one since I've become a billionaire. And she's the one for me. I'm in love!
Whoop-de-doo, sir.
Yes, whoop-de-doo! Whoop-de-doo to the world! Whoop-de-doo, Mr. Florist. Whoop-de-doo, Mr. Physical Trainer. Whoop-de-doo, Mr. President.
I'm happy you finally found love.
Whoop-de-doo, Tarantula Town! Whoop-de-doo, employees! Everyone who's found true love may leave early today!
Yeah! All right!
Memorandum to Mrs. Bouvier, redelineation of romantic intentions. Too sappy. Smithers, come over here and help me write a mash note to my girlfriend.
Fine. Darling one, read my words and hear my heart speak of a love soft and undying. A love that will be with you always. Sincerely, yada, yada, yada.
That's marvelous. How did you think of that so fast?
I sent it to you on your birthday. Excuse me, I have something in my eye.
Mom's almost ready for her date. She sure seems taken by this new beau. I feel so bad for Grandpa.
Dad says this new guy is a repulsive, obnoxious old billionaire. So let's all be extra nice to him.
Ah! Hello? Why, Why, it's Fred Flintstone and his lovely wife, Wilma. Oh, and this must be Little Pebbles. Mind if I come in? I brought chocolates.
Yabba dabba doo!
He's an awful, awful, awful man. I guess if he makes Mom happy, that's all that really matters.
That's right, Money. Your money's happiness is all that money's.
Hi. You know, Grandma really likes it when her boyfriends are nice to me. She especially likes it when they give me money.
Run alone, Pee-wee. Baby gets nothing.
Very well. You leave me no choice. This gun is filled with ketchup. This one with mustard. Now give me $350 or you're going to be a mess for your date.
You don't have the guts. Here, take your money. Take it. Ooh. Now the tables have turned, haven't they?
Money. I'm ready.
Oh, why'd she have to leave me?
Hi, Abe. We heard you was in need of some cheering up. We got you a special cake. Uh-oh. Better call the nurse.
Bravissimo, Luigi. Bring us your finest bottle of vino.
Hey, you trust Luigi, huh? He knows what for to make a really nice di amore.
Oh, Monty, I've never been to a more romantic restaurant.
El Salvatore, break out of the cheap hooch for Mr. Norti, and it's right up a zombie. He's a captured.
Dad, I'm really sorry, but I charged $350 on your credit card.
What?
Don't worry, here's the cash.
Woohoo! $350! Now I can buy 70 transcripts of Nightline.
But, Dad... Oh, well, he's happy. I'm going to keep this Mary Worth phone right here. Her stern but sensible face will remind me never to do anything so stupid again.
Hey, Bart, you want to go play with that X-ray machine in the abandoned hospital?
Sure.
Now, my dear, if you look in your champagne, I think you'll find a little surprise. Not to worry, I believe there's another one around here somewhere. My darling, since my kneecaps are filling with fluid as we speak, I'll be brief. Will you marry me?
Oh, Mom, you can't marry Mr. Burns. He's an evil man.
Evil schmeeble, Marge. Monty can provide for me. And besides, he's a great kisser.
Yuck!
What about Abe Simpson? Don't you have any feelings for him? Oh, he's a dear, but he's too much of an old fusspot. We're all aware of Grandpa's problems, but compared to Mr. Burns, he's Judge freaking Reinhold. I don't know who that is.
Oh, who needs her? Now I'll have more time to read things I find on the ground. Latex condo. Boy, I'd like to live in one of those.
Hey, Barney, why don't you fill out the groom sign?
Hey! Down in front!
Nine!
Where's Grandpa? Wasn't he invited?
Yeah. But his reply envelope just had a check to the gas company in it.
And so when Eliphaz came down from Mount Hebron bearing figs, he offered them to Moham, who you will remember as the father of Shechem. And to Hazor on the occasion of their matrimony, much in the same...
We've heard enough about Blizz Blaz and him already. Get to the bloody point.
Do you, Charles Montgomery Burns, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do. The ring, you little imbecile, before I really lose my temper.
I know. No.
Do you, Jacqueline Bouvier, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?
Oh, Monty, my favorite song. How did...
I specifically requested no romantic music. What?
Mrs. Bouvier! Honey, are you sure you want to be Mrs. Montgomery Burns? Wouldn't you rather be Mrs. Abraham J. Simpson?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to be either.
Hot diggity damn! That's good enough for me! Turn off that racket!
Yes, that chance, pups.
Hello, Grandpa, my old friend. Your busy day is at an end. Your exploits have been sad and boring. They tell a tale that's worth ignoring. When you're alone, the words of your story will echo down the rest home hall. 'Cause no one at all can stand the sound of Grandpa.
I first took a fancy to Mrs. Bouvier because her raspy voice reminded me of my old Victrola. Oh, it was a fine machine with a vulcanized rubber listening tube which you crammed in your ear. The tube would go in easier with some sort of lubricant like linseed oil or Dr. Shumway's... I'm sorry.